Welcome to Grow in Grace Podcast, where we want to encourage you to think deeply about God so that you can know Him and love Him better. Join us as we strive to grow in grace together. Welcome to the Grow in Grace Podcast. We are your hosts, Shanna and Kristen, and we are going to continue our study on the attributes of God today. And we are so excited to dig into one of our favorite attributes. Kristen, how encouraging has this week been with all the feedback that we've been receiving?
Oh my word, so encouraging. Like, it's been really, really cool. Like, I can't express how encouraging and how exciting it is to be able to hear from people and how God is using our episodes to maybe teach them new things or just teach them different perspectives on something that they've heard over and over again. It's been so amazing. We've had some people reach out through our website and send some emails in. We've had some people reach out to us through Instagram and just kind of express how helpful these things have been and how much they're enjoying the podcast. And so we're so happy that this has been encouraging for you all. And I can say that it's incredibly encouraging. One, each of these episodes, as Shanna and I prepare for them, like, it's very encouraging and convicting, and we learn new things as we discuss, but also hearing how God is using all of this in your all's life. It's a joy, and it's so much fun to hear.
Yeah. Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Okay, yes and amen to that. But did you just, you all's?
Maybe. I don't know.
You all's?
I'm not far enough south to be able to pull off y'all.
Y'all.
I don't live in Texas anymore. I'm in Ohio.
So I just had. I'm sorry. That was whatever. Hilarious.
Whatever.
Yes. Yeah, I have to agree with you. It's been really sweet to be able to offer different resources and point people in directions with different topics. And especially, you know, there's things that women really struggle with that it's like, we've been there, you know, and it's really sweet to be able to,
either we've been there or we are there, right? Like, exactly. We've either worked through it or we are in the midst of it, and we can say, hey, like, I'm by no means an expert on most of this, but this is what has helped me. And this is what is currently helping me. Cause that's definitely the case as well.
Yeah. And then this last weekend I had, someone reach out to me on Twitter saying they were coming through the area on vacation. They were going to be at my church on Sunday. And I was like, can we please meet, you know? So that was so sweet. And to, we got to sit and talk for a little bit. And then she, kind of gave me an idea for an episode once we get done with these attributes that I think could be very helpful, for our audience as well, you know, other people kind of going through this. And so that was really sweet. And then, it was just one, you know, just being able to say, like, hey, we have a common factor here, with our history, and that, like, nothing's wasted, you know. I think that is so sweet. And we have, I don't know, we have the best audience.
And you guys got to chat for a decent amount of time, right? Like, you guys got to kind of chat and get to know each other. That is really cool. We also have an opportunity that segues us, because that is like RFP fam, right? She was, she not only listens to our podcast, she also listens to the RFP podcast and is a part of that. And for those of you that might not be familiar, we are part of a network. We're part of the RFP network. It's a network of podcasts, and they have been just a joy and a delight to be a part of, all of the hosts of the other podcasts.
Yeah.
We actually got a chance earlier this week to be a part of like the first, or our first, not the first,
our first
kind of like meeting of all of the podcast hosts, and just kind of, we got to hang out. I don't know. It was like an hour or so, just getting to talk to them. And they're a hilarious group of guys. Shanna and I are the only two females holding it down in there. but it was just a lot of fun, to be able to interact with them. And we got to be in the first parts of some planning.
Yeah. Should we tell them?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. So last, was it August, I guess, we went to the RFP network. They have like a meetup that they do. And so Kristen and I, we were like, we're going to make this a girls trip. And we went to Bourbon, Missouri last fall, and we got this creepy cabin in the woods.
It was only creepy when we were driving back there at midnight and we didn't know where we were going.
Because we would have
otherwise, when we saw it during the day, we're like, oh, this is super cute and like really nice. And
but also, no one would have found us.
We would have died. No, but we survived. It was fine.
And now it's a great story. But yeah, so we just went, just as two friends, making a girls trip. And we, I was able to share my testimony there and just to really just have, it was a really sweet weekend, I think. And so they are doing this again. And the lineup that they have, I'm going to wait for them to announce it. But once they do, I am so pumped for this, for the speakers that they have coming. And then you and I, like, we'll be there. And so we would love to like sit and talk and meet with people. And I think there's going to be breakout sessions that we'll be in. And do you want to tell everyone where it's going to be?
Yeah, dun, dun, dun. It's going to be in Danville, Virginia, at Hope Church, I believe.
That's right.
And this is just such a cool view of it, because when we went to Bourbon, like, it truly was just a girls trip. It was an excuse for us to get together for a weekend and see each other and hang out for a little bit. It was the first time, I believe, that we got to meet the guys, the hosts of the RFP. And we, you know, if you heard anything beforehand, we also saw like the president of the college that we went to and that weekend, and how great and healing that time was to be able to sit and talk to him. But so we just went as part of the RFP fam, right? Like, we just went because we wanted to go to this meetup. And now kind of the idea of being able to go maybe on the other side of it, of like, hey, now we're podcast hosts and being able to be involved a little bit in the planning, but also get to meet some people that maybe have listened to our podcast. Yeah. And we're really, really excited for that aspect. And we're also really excited just to go and hang out and participate in this conference or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah. It is going to be November 3rd and 4th in, like Kristen said, Danville, Virginia. So mark your calendars. And I'm very excited about all of this, but I'm also super pumped to have a fall. Like, I'm going to get a season that is not hot.
You'll get to see some, hopefully some fall colors. Maybe we'll fly in early. Maybe we'll fly in a day early and go and see if we can find some pretty trees for you to gaze at.
I love Texas, but we don't really have fall. So I'm really excited about it. All right, Bren.
All of that to say, we're really excited to be able to go and participate. And it's going to be a fun time. I was already looking at tickets to fly in. So
we are looking forward to it.
We are committed to this.
We are so committed. Well, Bren, you ready to dive into this?
Absolutely.
So last episode, we talked about laments, and it was, man, the feedback that we have received from this has been so encouraging. And I'm so thankful. I think the timing of that, you know, we've had this planned for months, and then we had like a national tragedy occur like the same day that we recorded it. And so we put it out early, hoping that it would kind of help people wrestle with some maybe feelings that they had. And so that was super encouraging. And that kind of lament is kind of going to lead us into our attribute that we're going to be talking about this week. And you know, it could be a little weighty. Like, we're going to, you know, it'll be fine, Kristen.
It's a lot weighty.
It's a lot weighty.
It could be. It is a lot weighty. Like, when we talk about God's sovereignty, like, it brings up a lot of questions. It brings a lot of up a lot of things that we have to wrestle with, that we do wrestle with. And just because you wrestle with it once doesn't mean that you got it figured out. Like you continue to wrestle with it. But it's such a comforting attribute. And it's an attribute that when we talk about God's sovereignty, let me preface all of this by saying we are going to just scratch the surface. We are not going to be able to, and I feel like we might say this for every single attribute, but truly this one, we would not be able to do it justice in a 40 to 45 minute episode that we hope to keep these at. Because God's sovereignty is something that is so foreign to us, because it is something that we cannot attain. It is not, it is one of those incommunicable attributes. But it also then you start wrestling with different things. And we'll talk a little bit about it of like, what does man's responsibility then look like? If God is sovereign, what does our responsibility look like with that? And so those are kind of the questions that tend to get brought up and kind of stir up in your heart. And it's, as we were going through this, there are things that came up that we were like, oh, should we touch on this? Are we going to touch on this? Are we going to really dive into this? And there are some things that we said, hey, we might touch on this, but this is definitely something that we're going to have to maybe
circle back
do an entire episode about, right? Yeah. But when we define God's sovereignty, it's typically as an adjective, right? So I'm a grammar nerd and I love all things grammar. So for those of you that don't remember, when we talk about adjectives, it's something that describes a person, a place, or a thing. So when we use sovereignty as an adjective, we mean that God is powerful and authoritative to the extent of being able to override all other powers and authoritatives. Nothing can successfully stop any purpose which God intends to bring about.
Nothing can
stop any purpose that God intends to bring about. And we see that a whole lot in scripture, right? That's where we obviously, God has shown who he is through scripture. And so that's where we pull what he has revealed to us in Job 42 at the very end of Job, right? He says, I know that you can do anything and no plan of yours can be thwarted. Daniel 4:35, all the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing, and he does what he wants with the army of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth. There is no one who can block his hand or say to him, what have you done? And then Isaiah 46:9-10, remember what happened long ago, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and no one is like me. I declare the end from the beginning and from long ago what is not yet done, saying, my plan will take place and I will do all my will.
Gives me chills.
I know.
Yeah, that's so good. It makes me think, as we were reading for this, I came across this quote. I think I quote R.C. Sproul all the time because...
should we... I'm wondering if we should just make a bingo card for them.
Probably.
That they can just like check off. You know, like, oh, you know what? They said that this is Sproul. Something... Yes. Shanna talked about R.C. Sproul.
You know what? That's not a bad idea because it will come out a lot. But there's a quote that he said in one of his lectures when he was talking about this. And he said, if there is one single molecule in this universe running around loose, totally free of God's sovereignty, then we have no guarantee that a single promise of God will ever be fulfilled. And when I was kind of wrestling really where I landed on a lot of this, I found that was so helpful and like eye-opening to me, because overall we all agree that God is sovereign, right? I think like every believer will agree that God is sovereign. How we understand the sovereignty of God will differ from Christian to Christian, but we would all say that God is sovereign. We all agree that men are fallen. And so it's that relationship between God's sovereignty and that men are fallen is where people really, really struggle. But because God controls all things, he can ultimately work all things for our good. So even those things that are meant for evil. And I think this might be something that we come back to later. So I'm going to briefly touch on this for one second. Yeah, put a little pin in it. But, you know, theologians will speak of like God's active will and his passive will. He works actively through our obedience, but he can also work passively through our disobedience. And you think of like Joseph and his brothers, you know, like what they intended for evil, God used for good. And so,
right. Like he used it to be able to ultimately then put Joseph in the place mm-hmm. that he was to be able to save and help his family through a famine, right? And yeah. that started all the way back when Joseph was young mm-hmm. and just the things that were put in his life and how God was orchestrating it all. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, it's a very famous passage of what is it? What they intended for evil, mm-hmm. God used for good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when we think about, like, we think about God's sovereignty, you know, it is one of the more controversial, like, attributes that people argue about within Christianity. And not that everyone would say that God is sovereign. So it's not that mm-hmm. they're arguing that he is or isn't. But it's just the way that they understand it. And, you know, so most people, when they're thinking about this, they don't have this place to land between what we would call like determinism or free will. So determinism, the idea that you're a puppet. Mm-hmm. And then free will is you can do everything that you want, right? So we feel like we have to have one or the other. And, you know, God controls all things. And so there's still consequences and people are still accountable for their sinful choices. And I think it's really important as we're talking about this today to remember that the Bible is very, very clear that God is sovereign, but man is responsible. How do those things work together? I don't know. That's a mystery.
But scripture definitely talks about both.
Definitely talks about both. And we have to learn to rest in that tension and then let the two things speak to us in scripture. Something that I found helpful was in her book, None Like Him, Jen Wilkins said, anytime the human and the divine intersect, paradox will appear and our human limits will obscure how two seemingly contradicting points can be true. So it's kind of like, how can God be sovereign and man be responsible? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we're talking about this, like you can't lean too much one way or too much or the other way. It's important to trust that the sovereignty, like God is sovereign, but our decisions also still matter. Mm-hmm. So when we were talking about God's sovereignty, you said earlier, you talked a little bit about where we found it in scriptures of like who God said that he was. But scripture establishes God as all powerful, all knowing. We've kind of talked about some of that already in our past attributes. You know, he is outside of time and responsible for the creation of everything. So we see that in Psalms where it says, our Lord is great, vast in power. His understanding is infinite. In Psalms 90, it says, before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from eternity to eternity, you are God. You see it in Genesis 1, right? Mm-hmm. In the beginning. That's right. God created the heavens and the earth. And then you see it in John 1. In the beginning was the word.
It's all through scripture, right? Yeah. And that is what establishes God's sovereignty, is that he created everything. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. He is outside of time. That establishes his sovereignty. The fact that God is sovereign, essentially means that he has the power, wisdom, and authority to do anything he chooses within his creation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes we think that because God can act, that he should act. And I think that's sometimes what we struggle with, is when we start questioning, like, well, if God is sovereign, then why this? Just because God can act, we think that means he has to act.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, unfortunately, the way he functions. And this is a topic much deeper and has major, major implications. And we understand that. But it's important for us to remember that nothing in the universe occurs without God's permission. And there's nothing that can stop his plan from coming to pass. And I know we said that at the beginning of this, but it is so important for us to remember. And I hope you guys are seeing how we're trying to build this, is that we discussed how God is good, right? God is good, and he is the epitome of goodness. And so his sovereignty works in conjunction with that goodness. It is not when we elevate one, the other one goes down. It's not like scales. It is, they are both fully there. God is sovereign and he is good. And because he is good, he is sovereign. Like those all work in conjunction.
You mentioned earlier that it was an incommunicable attribute, right? It is something that only God is, that we cannot be. But let's talk about that for a second.
How we want to be.
How we want to be. How we try to be. Because I know for me, when I was like studying for this and praying about it, I was like, whoa, okay, Holy Spirit, thanks for showing me literally how all the ways that I try to be in control. Like I try to be sovereign, you know, I'm trying to be something that only God can be.
And that is something that I think every single one of us struggles with. You know how there's some things that you're like, you look and you're like, oh, I don't necessarily struggle with that. Like that's not something I'm fully convinced all of us struggle with this to some degree. We all want to have control of our own life, especially in the Western world, right? Like we are very autonomous, independent, which is good in some respects, but even within our culture of like, we just want to control our own destiny. That's kind of what we grow up with, is that you can control your own destiny. If you work hard enough, if you do X, Y, and Z, I mean, us as millennials grew up being told that if you go to college, you will get a degree and therefore then you will have this, this type of job and you will have this type of life. And then a lot of us graduated shortly after or at the time that the economy crashed, right? Like in 2008, and we were all left with degrees and debt and no jobs to be able to get. But because we'd been sold and told that if you do this, you can control your outcome. And we all struggle with that. We want to be sovereign over our own lives, and we want to be the Lord of all that we do. We want control. We want authority. We want to do what we want to do, and we want to do it our way.
Yeah. That's kind of over every aspect too. You know, we do that with our bodies. You want to control your body and like what you look like. And if you work out this much or don't eat this much or what, you know, whatever, you'll get your desired effect. You know, we do that with our possessions. We want to control our possessions and our relationships. We want to control, we want it to be the way that we want it to be, you know? So that goes to like ever all aspects of our lives. And those are all things that we're called to steward. We are called to steward our bodies and our possessions and our relationships. But we cannot control those things. And I think, you know, it's really important for us to remember that the gospel calls us to lay those things down, to lay our will down, and to yield to his.
Yeah. And it's a daily thing, right? Yeah. It's not just okay, I'm going to lay this down and it's not a problem like forever. it's a daily submission and it's a daily dependence on him.
And sometimes it's hourly.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, like it is. Yeah. You can remind yourself of that. And then 30 minutes from now, you're going to need the reminder again.
Right.
I think overall, you said something earlier that was, you know, sovereignty is really comforting because it's really good news for us that God is sovereign, right?
Yeah.
That's really good news. And it teaches us to trust him. And I know like for me, I struggle with anxiety And it started when I was little, and I've always struggled with it. And with God's good gift of common grace of medicine and counselors, like I am so much better. But it's really comforting to remember that when things are like out of our control, we can rest in His sovereignty, right? Mm-hmm. I know growing up, like in the church environment that I grew up in, it was really stressed that we needed to stay like in God's will. And I think we would all say, yes, you want to be like where God wants you, right? Mm-hmm. And but I was always terrified of like stepping outside of God's will, that something like terrible was going to happen to me, you know? And so it's really comforting to know that He's sovereign and that nothing I do can alter His will or like stop His will. That's who He was. That's who He is. That's who He'll always be. We're going to get to that attribute in a couple of episodes. But also, it's really difficult for us to grasp because it's so different from us as humans. And you said earlier about the West. Do you want to talk about that a little more? Like, why is that so hard for us?
Yeah. I mean, especially as Americans, we are independence, right? Like, the day we celebrate every July 4th is Independence Day, right? Mm-hmm. It was our independence from Britain and or from England. And I don't know for sure, but I would imagine that those that live under a monarchy get this a little bit more. They probably still struggle with it on the larger scale, but understand this a little bit more because they are familiar with being ruled over in some sense. I'm not going to pretend to know everything about governments. So I'm not the person to ask. Shan is actually the person to talk about that too. Not me. I'm your literature and grammar person, but
not me.
I've just gotten derailed. As Americans, the idea of being ruled over sovereignly is very uncomfortable. We're not used to the idea of not having a say or a vote in what's going on, mm-hmm. and that making a difference. Mm-hmm. And again, this is, you know, you get into God's sovereignty, man's responsibility. We have free will. Yes. And I don't pretend to understand how it all works out, but we do know that God is sovereign. He has complete control and in the hands of a good and just God. That is what we rest in, because I think a lot of times we think of sovereignty and we think of what sovereignty looks like in the hands of sinful, evil men. Mm-hmm. And we say, that's not what I want. No, absolutely. We don't want that. Yeah. It often leads to an abuse of power and acting out of selfish desires. But the flip side of that is that God is not selfish. God is not going to abuse power. He is good and just. Mm-hmm. He's not going to require submission to a harmful command. In commanding what brings Him glory, He commands what ultimately will bring us good.
Because He's good.
He is good and only good.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times we'll look at things and we'll say, there's no way that that can be good for me. Mm-hmm. Because the world or just what we've been listening to, even other, you know, what we deem as Christian people will tell us that, no, this is, you know, if God were good, then He wouldn't have given that command, or, you know, start questioning God's goodness or His sovereignty or how those things work together. But He's never going to require submission to a harmful command, which means that all of His commands are not harmful for us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really comforting. I think that when we are going, and we talked about lament last week, so when we're talking about like struggles and things that we're going through, like His sovereignty really is the ultimate comfort, mm-hmm. right? And I think, you know, in this day and age, like we really like our stories neat. Like we want clean plot resolutions in our movies. You know, we want happy endings. In our
happily
books.
Ever after, right?
Happily that's, ever that's after.
That's what Disney taught us.
Exactly.
Happily ever afters.
Yeah. And we are really like, we're shocked sometimes when that doesn't happen. Like we think that we deserve that.
Right.
And you know, God's sovereignty stretches from like Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 from beginning to end. And we want to try to make God's sovereignty, or to think about that, happen like in our lifetime, in our span of like 60, 70, 80, 90 years. We want to see that. And so it's really interesting to think that God is big, you know, we know that he's bigger than our lifetime. Like, we know that, we say that, but like literally every thing that I do, any impact that I would ever make, even no matter how great it is, it's literally like a drop in a bucket compared to like humanity and compared to God. And that doesn't mean that my decisions don't matter, because they do matter. It just means that God is sovereign and my life is so short compared to his big story, you know,
because he's outside of time, right?
Outside of time.
Yeah. He is outside of time.
And we were talking about this earlier. We were like, you know, you hear this all the time. Like, I mean, I have probably heard it just recently. Oh, Shanna, the Lord is going to work this out for you. And I mean, yeah, but it may not be in my lifetime, and it may not be in my children's lifetime.
And it may not be how I want it to be worked out.
And it may not be how I want it to be worked out.
The way I think it working out may not be, one, ultimately what is good for me. And it may not be God's will. Like, it may not be that, you know, that's not where he has and what he has. Like, I could say that I've had people say, oh, God will give you a husband.
Just trust him.
God will give you a husband. And I'm like, I appreciate that confidence. But I also, and I want to believe that, but I also have to be okay and say, it may not be that is what is God's sovereign will. Like, that may not be what he has for me. And I would deem that as not good in my human life, right?
Yeah.
That is not, that doesn't seem like it would be God's good and God's best for me. And who knows, maybe, you know, if we're still doing this a year or two down the road and I'm married, I can say, you know what, clearly that was God's good for me. Like, that was where he wanted my life to go. But there is that possibility, like you said, that we hear that, oh, God's going to work it all out. God's going to work X, Y, and Z out. And he may not do that for many, many years. And am I okay with that? Am I still going to turn around and say, God is good and God is sovereign?
I'm just thinking on that for a second, because we said a couple of weeks ago that God is good and that he does what is best. He gives what is best. And we can't see, he's outside. He's not limited by time. He sees the beginning from the end. He sees the big picture that we just get to see a little tiny 70 years compared to a God who is unlimited, you know, like that's nothing. There's a lot of comfort, I think, resting in his goodness and in his sovereignty, that he controls all things. He knows all things.
There was a quote in the book by Jen Wilkin.
Bingo card. Like him.
That's another one. It's true. But there was a specific quote that really kind of hit home for this, is that we owe God our allegiance for one simple reason. Not because we sinned against him and feel guilty, not because he saved us and we feel grateful. We owe him our obedience because he made us. He holds authority over us because he is our author. The potter forms the clay, and the clay does not question its design or purpose. I think it was that last sentence that made me want to put this quote in there, is that the potter forms the clay, and the clay does not question its design or purpose. In this metaphor, we are the clay.
Yeah.
We are not the potter.
What kind of God would he be if he were not sovereign?
Right.
Like,
Like you said, how would we trust that any of his promises were going to come true if he wasn't mm-hmm. in control of it?
Exactly. Yeah. As you were reading that, it says we owe him our obedience because he made us. He holds authority over us because he is our author. And if he did not have all control, he wouldn't be a God that I would want to worship.
Right.
And so I think that was a really powerful statement. I think that, you know, this is like super scratching the surface of his sovereignty. And we could go deeper into, you know, his active and passive will or determinism and free will. And maybe we will eventually.
Right. What does it look like for God to be sovereign and for us to still have responsibility?
Yeah, that might be something like that we would circle back around.
That would have been something that we could have spent a lot of time on.
Yeah, but I think there's so many things that we want to talk about going forward that if we don't understand God's character and nature, none of this other stuff is going to make sense.
Right, and that's why, like, again, you'll hear us, we are going back and referring back to previous attributes that we've studied because they all intertwine with each other mm-hmm. and understanding one will help you understand the other. And there's not necessarily a formula to being able to build on that, but it's kind of why we wanted to start with these attributes, right? To be able to get some, at least introductory grasp on God's sovereignty, his goodness, mm-hmm. his aseity, all of these that we have been going through. So that when we start talking about other things, we can refer back and say, but remember what we learned and remember mm-hmm. what we studied and talked about as far as God's goodness in this and how mm-hmm. he is sovereign and in control. And so that is what should color how we view our lives. So when we have those trials and those struggles, and they're going to come and they're not going to make sense. They're mm-hmm. not going to make any lick of sense, but we can either let our feelings and our emotions rule and mm-hmm. say, if this is what I'm feeling, then all of this means nothing. Or we go back to scripture and we say, what do I know about God that is true?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that God is in control.
Yeah. I think, you know, our heart for this podcast, as we get into things, is really to see people, to see God as most valuable. That's language I would use with my kids, right? Mm-hmm. He is what's best. He's most valuable, but also to learn how to read and study the Bible for themselves. Mm-hmm. And you know, I tweeted this the other day, like every single heresy usually comes from someone misreading their Bible. Mm-hmm. Every heretic got what they believe from reading the Bible. So biblical literacy matters, and we have to have this foundation. I think some people can be like, oh, of course God's good. Let's move on. Oh, of course he's sovereign. Let's move on. But let's talk about what that really means. Because as you start to get into your Bible, as you start to dig into these really deep topics that we want to talk about, you have to look at it and read it through the lens of who God is, what's his nature and character. And so that's why this is really important and worth devoting an episode to, because if God wasn't sovereign, then he wouldn't be worthy of worship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one final thought that I kind of want to leave everyone with, and this is the verse that I have written down in our house right now. It's Psalms 115:3. And it says, our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. And we need to remember that all that he pleases is good. And because of that, we can trust him.
That is a great final thought.
Yeah, we're going to, what are we talking about next week, Kristen?
What did we decide? Did we decide his holiness?
We're going to talk about holiness, which I guess really isn't next week. 2 weeks from now. God is holy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry. Because it is a communicable attribute.
Yeah.
Which you were saying earlier that
it's harder kind of. It's hard. God is holy, so we can be holy, which we're called to be holy. But like, what does that mean? So yeah, right. That's so going to be a great conversation too.
To study and talk about God's holiness. And I really do hope, as you know, Shanna said, that we hope that you all are studying the scriptures for yourself as well. Don't take what we say as gospel truth. We try and are very careful with what we say and kind of how we convey that, because mm-hmm. we do strive to be consistent with what scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
But that having been said, I really hope that our conversations spark you or spark something within you to be able to go and continue to study, work this out within your community. Mm-hmm. I hope every single one of you are involved in a local church and somewhere, or have someone in your life that you can have these conversations with, and be able to continue to study and think through mm-hmm. on some of this, because let me tell you, I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
Now that, like, this has been a growing, it's been growing, this podcast has been growing in many, many different ways for me. One of them being as we prepare and study to be able to discuss some of these things is just the conviction I think we feel every episode of mm-hmm. As we start studying about who God is and how that then colors the way I view my life, or it should color the way I view yeah. my life and my circumstances.
Yeah.
But we are doing holiness next week.
Holiness next week. And just a little reminder, it's okay to rest in the tension. Like, that's okay, because we can still trust in his sovereignty. We can still trust that he's good. And we don't have to have all the answers to everything. And I think that's really comforting sometimes, because I really want to. I'm like, I need black and white, man.
We won't have all the answers. Like, we just won't. There will be things that we are going to have to sit back and say, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
But I trust that.
But what I do know about God is that he is good. He is sovereign. And he's holy, like we'll talk about.
And he is holy. All right. Well, it's been fun. It's a late night, but it has been a great conversation.
Yeah.
And until next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Grow in Grace podcast. You can find us at growingracepodcast.com for links to all of our social medias, resources we suggest, and to listen to previous episodes. We hope you can join us next time as we strive together to grow in grace.